So I think we're all dog owners. On the morning team. Yes. So let's delve into this.
You mean we're all owned by dogs?
That's true. That's true.
A lot of truth to that. By the way, so just since I made a reference, Thanksgiving Day, noon till 2 is when the 2-hour holiday special for the National Dog Show will be. It's already been taped. It was taped this past week in front of a live audience. It'll broadcast on Thanksgiving Day.
Gotcha.
We only hope that at that time we'll have a better time watching our Detroit Lions and not want to find a reason to turn the channel to perhaps the dog show. Yeah. We want the Lions. We want the Lions to put on a good show, not the Lions to put on a dog show.
Well, 3 wins in a row, though, they might put on a good show.
They might. They might. So here you go. This is a list, by the way, that is compiled by Trupanion, a leader in medical insurance for pets. Sharing its, as I love the way that they promote themselves, sharing its much anticipated list of most popular dog breeds and names for 2022. So here we go.
Woke up this morning saying, gee, I wonder what's on that list.
And they surveyed its database of more than 800,000 insured pets to complete the to top the list, just so you know. So it's a pretty extensive database. So here are your, first of all, the breeds. The number 10, we'll go 10 to 1. Number 10, the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Beautiful dog.
I'm not even familiar with it. I'll take your name. I know the Spaniel.
Really,
I don't know the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
It's a gorgeous dog.
How about number 9, the Yorkshire Terrier?
Yeah, it's all right.
Number 8, the Chihuahua.
Not a chance.
No, not really.
No disrespect to those who admire, enjoy, and own Chihuahuas. It's just...
No disrespect to the dog itself.
It's not a dog. Well, it's not a dog. Number 7, the Shih Tzu.
Of course. Number 1, actually, but if they only want to put it at 7, I'll live with it.
at least you're on the list. Number 6 is the German Shepherd.
Loyal dog.
Nice dog.
Number 5 is the Labradoodle.
Yeah,
really coming on.
Yes.
Number 4 is the French Bulldog. Not just the Bulldog, the French Bulldog.
No British.
Number 3 is the Golden Retriever.
Oh, I would have thought that was number 1.
That.
No, I knew it. I think I know what number 1 is.
Number 2 is the Golden Doodle. Because the Labradoodle isn't enough, you have to have the Golden Doodle. And number 1 is, what do you think it is, Art Lewis?
Black Lab.
I'd say that's probably it. Just says Labrador Retriever, but I think most labs are black. So there you go.
All right. There's also a good dog.
There you go. Good the top 10 list. Yes. All right.
See, we have
big.
Well, we have a family of dogs on the list then, because we have the Shih Tzu and between our sons, we have 3 black lab grand dogs.
Oh.
And what's your breed, Denise?
I have a golden Newfie.
Golden
Retriever and Newfoundland. He's
really
big is his dog?
100 pounds.
Yeah.
And muscle.
Drool.
Not too often unless he gets a hold of something.
Okay.
Then he comes in and we have to wipe his face off.
Instead of wiping the paws off, we got to wipe the face off.
Wipe the face off, right?
I was gonna say I've got a combination hound shepherd, so I guess German Shepherd might be the closest.
That would be in there. Yeah. I've got. Let's see. She's a mix of probably, boxer, little lab, little pit, Rottweiler.
That breed has a name.
What's the name?
Mutt. Yeah, mutt. Complete mutt.
A complete mutt.
That's what I like.
Just a happy dog. That's what it is.
That should be number 1 on the list. Mutt.
Well, let's see if we can do what we do with names here. All right. Let's see. Number 10 is Max.
Still.
Yep. Huh. Number 9 is Teddy.
Okay.
Apparently not good enough for the bear, but now it has to be Teddy Dog. Number 8 is Bailey. Number 7 is Cooper. Number 6 is Lucy.
Lucy.
Yeah, we have a Lucy in our family.
Number 5 is Milo.
Milo. All right.
Number 4 is Daisy. Sounds like a good long-time name.
We had one of those.
Number 3 is Bella. Bella. Number 2 is Charlie.
There you go.
That's my life. And number 1 is Luna, L-U-N-A.
Luna.
Whatever happened to Skippy and Tipper and
Buddy.
Buddy.
Rover. Yeah, Buddy. Fido.
Yeah.
We have a Buddy. We had a Daisy once, but she was wound up tight.
Mine is a monkey, and then we have a Harley, a Phoenix, and a Lucy.
And in your family, Pat, you have?
That's a Trenny.
Trenny, that's right. And I'm a Leia, so unfortunately none of us.
I was going to say,
okay, you said you had the Lucy. Yeah.
I'm surprised that the Star Wars fandom didn't come out more. It's because you have Leia. So.
Well, just remember, it is Leia.
Yeah.
As much as years ago when we named the dog, my son wanted to name the dog Princess Leia. I would not allow that.
Oh, you're Princess. Oh, that would have been cute.
No.
Ours looks like a Wookiee, but.
Mr. Percher behind you real quick. Did you have something? Percher? Oh, I thought you had anything. Your dogs.
Yes, please come close to the microphone. That's the reason why we have microphones.
So we have a Bowie and we have a Knox. My family used to have this tradition of naming dogs after rock stars. Which is why we have a Bowie. Well, we broke tradition with Knox.
Okay.
I was going to say, yeah, Knox.
Yeah, it's probably somebody in a rock band someplace with Knox.
Well, you can do your own comparisons. You can play the home game, folks, for your dog breed and your dog name if it's on the top 10 list.